This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As protests apparently turning violent in parts of Caracas, there were massive numbers of people out today. Maybe they're still out. We're not there, thank goodness. Trying to show their distaste, show their opposition for Nicolas Maduro, the now second-term president officially, at least if you believe his people. But other people are saying, no, not him. It's this other guy over here from the opposition side. We recognize him as the president, including Donald Trump. Vincent, you've got the statement. We're going to get to that coming up here from Trump. And then we'll talk about the other development, which is related to Trump, because Venezuela's Maduro has told the U.S. government, you got 72 hours to get your diplomats out. Well, now there's a response from the Trump administration about that, too. And let's just say they're calling a bluff and things are going to get interesting. We'll share that with you here if you didn't think it was already interesting. Let's go to Sarah first, though, in New Mexico.
I could have called it.
You can set a watch to it, man. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Today I saw three officers with the three speeding radar guns used today. And
Did that warm your heart when you saw that?
It really warmed my heart because I have never seen it since like 15 years ago. It was the last time it was used.
Just feels good to you knowing that innocent, peaceful people would be targeted by these men with speeding guns who then use their, I don't know how many pounds these damn cars are, 2,000 pound or 1,000 pound or whatever, however much a police cruiser weighs, these heavy cars.
Now they have SUVs, right? All of New Hampshire, yep. They remove their cruisers for SUVs.
And then they use that to chase innocent people down. And if they don't pull over, they'll run them off the road, throw down spike strips, shoot them. This is what you want to see happen? You want to see peaceful people run off the road, shot to death over speeding?
What is so innocent about it? They tried to kill me at 60 miles an hour on that
They
street.
Tried to kill you?
Well, I mean, that's what they're doing. I'm the one that called the Northeast, that police department, Northeast. I'm the one that called them, and I called the mayor's office. I'm the one that asked them.
Call them on?
I called them on all of the speeders because they're going downhill.
All of them? My God, they must hate you. I mean, calling in all day long about every speeder that you see?
No, they should give her the keys to the city. She's helping people. She's keeping the streets safe.
Give her a cut. Maybe they ought to give her a commission on every ticket they write. How would you like that, Sarah? That could be a job for you.
But she'd lose all her benefits, though.
That's true, because she gets all that welfare.
Yeah, so it's counterintuitive. They incentivize people not to work.
You'll probably never work a day in your the rest of your life, will you, Sarah?
Well, you know what? This is my form of work. It's a lot of work calling the radio station when you guys hammer me. You attack me every which way. That's a lot of work. You know,
yeah,
it's a lot
but it's
of
not
energy.
Valuable because if you work, but it's not of value to anyone, then you're not really doing anything but wasting your time. Now, I'm not saying you're a waste of time, Sarah. I'm just saying you're not getting paid for it, so that's an indicator that it may not be that valuable. All that said, you have some value to me, and I do appreciate your calls, because sometimes you bring up some really interesting discussions, and it is fun to have a foil.
Well, you know what? It's not valuable. It's valuable when I'm shopping at Target, and I got a bag of groceries, and I could cross the street without all these cars coming down the hill 60 miles an hour.
Who's Target for groceries?
That's the reason why I called
them. It's probably a Super Target. Is it a Super Target?
Oh, it's got food in it. They sell frozen food. You know, they have food,
yeah. Well, ladies, you know,
they check EBT. That's the reason,
right? That's what your tax dollars are going to, getting junk Frankenfood.
Target's a ripoff. I mean, it's they've got the worst produce section that I've seen.
I didn't even know they had a produce section. I know Super Walmarts do, but
well, they have a thing called a Super Target. I've never seen one in my life, but I suspect they're in probably larger cities or larger metropolitan areas. Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Must be nice to be able to go out and get a bunch of food. The people in Venezuela are lucky to get a meal together.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound elitist by criticizing Target. I was just surprised. You know, I mean, I'd be shopping at Walmart.
Store. It's just not the right store for grocery shopping.
No, exactly. Yeah.
All right, back to the story here. Venezuela, you've got the story, the statement from Donald Trump.
Absolutely, yes.
And you've just barely got started, so maybe start it from the top.
Today, I am officially recognizing the president. No, I'm not going to do it. President of the Venezuelan National Assembly, Juan Guaido, as the interim president of Venezuela. In its role as the only legitimate branch of government duly elected by the Venezuelan people, the National Assembly invoked the country's constitution to declare Nicolas Maduro illegitimate and the office of a presidency therefore vacant. The people of Venezuela have courageously.
But before you go on, that was then supposedly slapped down by the Supreme Court because they're in the pocket of Maduro. So the National Assembly said, we don't recognize you. You're not the real president. And then the Supreme Court said, yeah, he is. So that's where we're at right now. Now there's protests in the streets. Go ahead.
The people of Venezuela have courageously spoken out against Maduro and his regime and demanded freedom and the rule of law. I will continue to use the full weight of the United States economic and diplomatic power to press for the restoration of Venezuelan democracy. We encourage upper Western Hemisphere governments to recognize National Assembly President Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela, and we will work constructively with them in support of his efforts to restore constitutional legitimacy. We continue to hold the illegitimate Maduro regime directly.
Well, I mean, he's threatening the guy here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, we'll use... Okay.
He's just getting really gravelly. It sounds like you're transitioning.
Trying to threaten
Alex Jones.
As we continue to hold the illegitimate Maduro regime directly responsible for any threats it may pose to the safety of the Venezuelan people. As
yeah,
because overthrowing a government certainly doesn't put people in danger there, Trump. As interim president Guaido noted yesterday, violence is the usurper's weapon. We only have one clear action: to remain united and firm for a democratic and free Venezuela.
So that's Trump saying we must remain united.
No, that's what the interim president, Guaido, okay. Yeah, that's what he said.
Related story here, Vincent, from Caracas over at the Washington Post. Nicolas Maduro faced the gravest challenge to his authority since assuming power in 2013 as the leader of the U.S.-backed opposition, claimed the legitimate mantle of leadership, and Trump and other world leaders promptly recognized him as Venezuela's interim and rightful head of state. Maduro responded by announcing a break in, quote, diplomatic and political relations with the United States, further ordering American diplomats to leave the country within 72 hours.
Well, and you can't blame him, not that I'm supporting him, but because have you noticed the way he described, the language Trump used in that release? Mm-hmm. You know, regime, U.S.-backed opposition. Those are terms that they use on a country that they're going to invade, right? Yep, via Saddam's regime, Assad's regime, North Korean regime.
God, I hope they don't invade.
U.S.-backed Syrian rebel opposition. You know, it's like they're starting to demonize it, right?
Because if they invade, then, you know, innocent people are going to die because it's the U.S. military and they're just going to end up bombing, you know, wedding parties and the things they normally do in the Middle East. They'll just do all that stuff in Venezuela. But you're right, Vincent. They may be actually gearing up for this.
Well, they don't start with bombing for wedding parties. That's in the inevitable insurgency based on U.S. occupation doctrine. First, they spend trillions of taxpayer dollars in shock and awe on, you know, starving troops there. Then they occupy it, and then the insurgency, and then the drone strikes.
Quote from a Trump official, they're not naming this official, when we say all options are on the table, it means all options. Trump was pointedly asked later if military force was being considered. He said, quote, we're not considering anything, but all options on the table. All options always are on the table. And then they go on here to talk about the protests. We can get into the alleged violence. happening out there. Guaido told the crowd in Caracas, quote, "We will stay on the streets until Venezuela is liberated." So the last time they tried to do something like this, it lasted for months, and there was a lot of blood that was shed. So rumor has it there may be at least 4 dead in today's protests or sometime today in Venezuela. And now that they're kicking out, again, according to Maduro, they're demanding U.S. diplomats leave within the next 72 hours. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has basically said, and they're not going to go. So what happens after the 72-hour time limit's up?
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're diving in here as deep as we can, being all the way up in New Hampshire, to what's going on in Venezuela with protests in the streets. Once again, another attempt to oust Nicolas Maduro, the president now taking a second term. The opposition saying, no, we don't recognize you. The National Assembly saying, no, we don't recognize you. The Supreme Court trying to overturn the National Assembly saying, yes, we do recognize you. But countries in the world, and you've got a list, I think, Vincent, of which countries have signed on with Trump basically saying here, yeah, we don't recognize Maduro. We're recognizing this other guy. Guaido, that's right. Guaido, who is the opposition leader. So, it's Ian and Vincent in the studio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. A little bit more on this, and then the response from Trump's administration to Maduro's demand that the U.S. pull their diplomats out. So Maduro saying you've got 72 hours to get your diplomats out of our country, and Trump's basically saying, oh yeah? Well, what if we don't? And we'll tell you what that is all about coming up here in moments, your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Bill. He's in Texas. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Hey, I hope all is well.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just talking about people getting run over. You know, Sarah always talks about pedestrians getting run over.
Yes.
Did you ever see the video? Well, it was all over the news that the automatic self-driving car ran over somebody. Do y'all recall that?
Yeah, I recall hearing about that. I don't think I saw a video, but I definitely heard about. We think we talked about that. I think Sarah actually called about it at some point.
And I actually watched the video, and you can clearly see the person who is supposed to be the watcher, texting or not. She was doing whatever she was. That she just wasn't paying attention.
It's hard to find good help.
Well, if you're going to have a self-driving car, why bother paying attention if you're going to pay all that money, right? Well, if I have a self-driving car, Vincent, I'm going to be playing like Xbox.
We're not there yet. Yeah, the idea is they have a person who's supposed to be there working to monitor. They're testing the self-driving car.
I see.
These are not actually available to the mass market yet. So this person's job was to pay attention and make sure the car doesn't run into anybody because they've got like a brake pedal there and a steering wheel in case they need to grab a hold and take control of the vehicle. Bill, what else? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, so my point to, if you saw a video, and it's been a little while since I've seen it, so maybe I'm not recalling it exactly correct,
mm-hmm.
but, I feel like maybe had she been driving even, she might have hit that person, because here's the thing about that video.
Really?
First of all, it was nighttime, and, and this person was crossing what appeared to be maybe not an interstate, but like a four-lane highway or a four-lane road that was kind of like a highway, and she's just crossing in the night, in the middle of nowhere, kind of, no crosswalks, no lighting. And that woman looked as surprised as I'm sure the passenger, the observer was whenever she got hit or when she hit her.
Huh.
And that woman, I think I read, killed her, and I think she is 42 years old or something like that. I'm sorry she died, and maybe she made a mistake, or, I'm talking about the person who got ran over, she clearly ran in front of a moving car at nighttime,
Okay, well, that was going to be one of my questions, was it nighttime? You're saying she basically ran right out into the lane without looking?
Pretty much. I mean, she, like I said, she looked surprised.
That's just Darwin right there, Darwin Award.
Thank you. That's kind of what my point was. Is I was sitting there thinking, it's one thing if you're, maybe mentally disabled or you're 8 years old or something like that or five or whatever, but you're, 40-something-year-old woman or person.
Yeah.
Man, you should see me crossing a regular intersection during broad daylight. I'm afraid a constant approached me because he's like, you look like you just robbed a bank or something because my head is on a swivel.
Right, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to look both ways and do it more than once because you might have missed something the first time. I mean, I learned this when I was like five, even younger.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I say that, too, is because I've seen videos, and maybe we all haven't seen these videos. I've seen videos where a pedestrian was crossing the street, doing everything as he should have been, even paying attention. But someone else wasn't paying attention at a red light, and somehow or another, one of the cars ended up rolling into the pedestrian, and the pedestrian, it was like you'd have to be in like a superhero to get out of the way.
The basic rule that I think you should play by, whether you're a pedestrian or a driver, is presume the other people don't know what they're doing, and they're crazy. So, you know, if you just presume you're in the worst of circumstances, then you just be careful and not do stuff like pull out in front of somebody that's going 100 miles an hour or, you know, jump into the road when, you know, it's nighttime and you're not looking. Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. But, you know, common sense is not present with everybody. And so, therefore, Darwinism will take those people out if they're allowed to make their own decisions for themselves, which, as we've seen in a lot of cases, the government wants to protect you from making decisions for yourself. And that's, of course, results in keeping people alive who otherwise probably wouldn't make it. So, back to the story here on the Maduro slash Guaido situation down there in Venezuela. It's coming to a head, perhaps, here. At least that's what the opposition would like to have happen. They would like to have Maduro tossed out on his butt. It seems like, at least from, you know, the outside, that the military is still supporting Maduro. However, there's now been a threat from Maduro to U.S. diplomats saying, you got to get out within 72 hours. Here's what Mike Pompeo had to say in response. This is CNN reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo issued a statement Wednesday responding to Maduro's demand that diplomats leave within the next 72 hours. He said the U.S. will maintain diplomatic relations with Venezuela despite Maduro's order. He went on to say the U.S. has recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Quote, the United States maintains diplomatic relations with Venezuela and will conduct our relations with Venezuela through the government of interim President Guaido, who has invited our mission to remain in Venezuela.
I wonder how long it is until Guaido gets black-bagged or arrested or, you know, a gas leak explodes in his house.
Great question, because that wouldn't be the first time that Maduro has targeted the leader of his opposition. He told I think he put another guy in prison before he could run against him on a previous election. I think his name was Capriles. But anyway, the United States, this more from Pompeo here, he says, the United States does not recognize the Maduro regime as the government of Venezuela. Accordingly, the United States does not consider former President Nicolas Maduro to have the legal authority to break diplomatic relations with the United States or to declare our diplomats persona non grata. He also issued this warning, quote, the United States will take appropriate actions to hold accountable anyone who endangers the safety and security of our mission and its personnel. That's the statement that basically says, you attack our diplomats, you try to touch them, we will respond potentially with force. And so you may be right, Vincent, there may be an invasion of Venezuela from the United States, with one side saying, come on in, and the other side saying, stay out. We'll continue to share this as it develops. It is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi pulls the plug on the State of the Union address in the House chamber.
I think it's a very, very bad thing for our country, and it's a horrible precedent. And we have many positive things to say, but we also have things that we want to turn into positives that are big negatives. The southern border is a very, very big deal.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's reaction?
Since government is shut down, we do not, let's work together on a mutually agreeable date, and we can welcome you to the Capitol.
Venezuela's controversial leader Nicolas Maduro is breaking up political and diplomatic relations with the United States. This after the Trump administration recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the president in charge. Maduro has ordered all Americans to leave the country within 72 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in here, talk about whatever you want to discuss. With you tonight is Ian
and Vincent.
Smart Cash. It's a peer to peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and it's easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. Now, Smart Cash is a newer cryptocurrency within the last year or two, it's an affordable cryptocurrency. You can get 1,000 Smart for probably less than $20 right now. And if you get 1,000 Smart and you hold that 1,000 Smart in a wallet that you control the keys, you hold that 1,000 Smart without any outgoing transactions for at least a month's time, then you are going to receive Smart rewards, meaning you will get paid more Smart for holding on to the Smart.
So it's like a proof of stake?
Yes, there's a proof of stake aspect for sure to Smart Cash. They also have the ability to vote. So if you have one Smart, you've got one vote, meaning anybody who holds Smart has the ability to vote on proposals, like the proposal that got us this sponsorship, for instance. So you can go to smartcash.cc, learn more there. You can cast your vote through the official Smart wallet that they have, smartcash.cc. As we continue here, talking in detail about the Venezuelan conflict that seems to be getting, once again, you know, people out into the streets in large numbers. We were looking at sort of a panned photo or video from the Washington Post. I don't know how many tens of thousands, or if not hundreds of thousands, of people went out in Venezuela today. I haven't seen any estimates quite yet. And I know you've got a list of some of these countries here, Vincent. We're going to get to that, that are siding with the new supposed, you know, this opposition leader, Juan Guaido, saying that he is the rightful leader of the country. And, of course, I hate calling politicians leaders, so I want to correct myself on that.
But. Well, I wouldn't say that they're siding with the United States. We're just recognizing Guaido as the head of state.
Instead of Maduro.
Yes.
And Maduro's claiming he's got a second term. According to the Washington Post story on this, Maduro's claim to power is based on elections last year that were condemned as fraudulent internationally. A power grab, and were meant to maintain his grip on the nation at the time when Venezuelans are suffering a massive humanitarian crisis. Mismanagement, corruption, failed socialist policies have broken the oil-producing nation, spreading hyperinflation, hunger, and disease. Now, by the way, hyperinflation isn't something that's a result of socialist policies. That's a policy of its own.
It's monetary policy.
Correct. Hyperinflation isn't a symptom. And this is something the press gets wrong all the time. They're like, well, where'd this inflation come from? Oh, how'd that happen? Well, the reason why inflation happens is because somebody in the central bank turned on the printing presses. Now, of course, cool. In the case of Venezuela, they don't actually have printing presses. They hire out private companies to make their currency. But they inflate the money supply. That's what inflation is.
And you'll have people in academia says, oh, inflation's good. It gives more money to people.
So stupid.
I've had teachers tell me. Yeah, actually, I had one professor mention that.
What's the difference between a professor and a teacher?
Well, when I say teacher, I mean in high school.
Oh, okay.
When I say professor,
okay.
Yeah.
So, the government used repression, torture, and exile to keep dissidents in line. Though stripped of its power by Maduro, the National Assembly, headed by Guaido, is widely acknowledged internationally as Venezuela's last democratic institution. Even before Guaido's announcement, he had been recognized by Brazil and the head of the Organization of American States as Venezuela's rightful leader. On Wednesday, a list of other countries, including Colombia, Chile, Paraguay, who else is on the list there?
The list here that says following Trump, the U.S.'s lead is Canada, Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, and Panama.
Okay. Apparently that's not a full list here. So maybe there were some other countries before Trump, right? So they're saying that others like Paraguay and Chile also recognized Guaido. Eric Farnsworth, president of the Council of Americas, said, quote, this changes the game in Venezuela. It's an inflection point that turns the Maduro regime into an international pariah and gives an immediate boost to Guaido's claims under the Venezuelan constitution. But it's not without risk, either by Guaido or the Trump administration. Maduro will never accede to this course or willingly give up power. He's going to have to be forcibly removed, basically, is what they're saying. They're going to have to either forcibly remove him and just kill his men, or they're going to have to somehow push him out by running him out of the state. Because sometimes these dictator types manage to escape in all of these situations where they'll escape to some other country and just retire.
Santa
wealthy.
Santa Anna lived in the U.S. after he was ousted by Mexico.
But see here, the U.S. administration appears to be waiting to see how Maduro reacts before taking its next step. Again, if you're just tuning in, Maduro said get out within 72 hours to U.S. diplomats, and Trump's administration saying we're not going anywhere. We don't recognize you as the legitimate government here. We recognize this other guy, Guaido, and he's saying he wants us here. So what's going to happen after 72 hours is up remains to be seen. According to the story here, before Maduro's declaration of a break in ties, senior administration official briefing reporters under the rules imposed by the White House made no mention of expelling diplomats or diverting frozen assets to institutions chosen by Guaido. Asked directly if an oil embargo is imminent, the official replied, quote, when we say all options are on the table, it means all options. In ordering diplomats out of Venezuela, Maduro decried past American intervention in Latin America and a nefarious plot against him by the, quote, gringo empire. Guaido still faces a formidable security apparatus at Maduro's disposal, and experts warned he could yet survive this challenge, as he has others in the past. Guaido's bold move, meanwhile, puts him at risk of arrest, which is your prediction here, or worse. Caracas Capital Markets, which is a brokerage in Florida, Russ Dallin said this, quote, "These democratic tools tend not to work as much in Venezuela because of government repression. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but if marches were enough to depose Maduro, they would have done it many times before." And as I think it was the Reagan administration official has famously stated, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes. Now, of course, in the case of Venezuela, I don't know how many of them are still obeying the government and paying taxes. I mean, because they don't really have any valuable money left.
And what's the government doing for them recently that they'd be, you know, willing to pay taxes for?
Right. Just oppressing their friends and their neighbors. It remains unclear if Maduro's move to break diplomatic ties would also mean a halt in sales of Venezuelan oil to its largest cash-paying customer, the United States. Such a move has long been studied by Trump, though it has failed to follow through on threats to impose an embargo in part of fear of hurting the Venezuelan people, as well as U.S. refineries that are dependent on Venezuelan oil shipments.
So I feel like I just have to say this, that from at least what you're reading, a lot of these places were trying to position, you know, people like having good guys and bad guys. I see Guaido there, they're positioning him as a good
guy.
Mind you, all, you know, and they say how, oh, Maduro's, his election was fraudulent according to all these, you know, democracy groups. But these people, they, you know, the National Assembly, that's totally fine. It's totally legitimate. I mean, I think it's sort of for the Venezuelan people, I think that, or at least, you know, it's because Guaido and that, you know, they were all behind Chavez, right? They're all, you know, socialists.
Guaido? I mean, he doesn't look that old.
No, the National Assembly, I mean. That sort of thing. So I wouldn't doubt that this is like, you know, that this is some sort of way. There's like outside influence coming in, or it's just like, you know, shifting the boards. It's like a heads you win, tails you lose sort of thing. I've been reading Animal Farm.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the people of Venezuela are... If Guaido is better than Maduro, that's a step in the right direction, but it's probably not going to be a giant step.
Well,
he's just another power seeker.
Oh, absolutely, and right? I think that just from what I'm predicting, or, you know, predicting what I think will happen, is we're just replacing a strongman dictator with a cabal of, you know, globalist, elitist...
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah,
oligarchy.
And that's the other thing. You never hear in any of these stories about what the opposition stands for. They're just the opposition. We know Maduro's bad. We don't really know. I mean, we don't. I'm sure some people in Venezuela know a thing or two about this Guaido character. But, you know, the national stories, the international headlines, say nothing about what this guy believes or what it is that he wants. More coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial in toll free here to join us. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've been focusing on international news tonight, specifically that coming out of Venezuela. It appears to be boiling over yet again. This time you've got protests in the streets demanding that their man be put in. Now, it would actually be interesting to see, and I didn't actually look during the break because I was eating cheese doodles. But as people were noticing on the webcam over at twitch.lrn.fm, it would be interesting to find out about this Guaido character and find out what does this guy actually believe. Over all the time that we've talked about Venezuela and all the interesting things that have gone on there, we've never really found out anything about the opposition. And I suspect that, as it tends to be with people, right, in any group of people that gets larger than, say, a dozen or a few dozen, you're going to have schisms. So the one thing the opposition agrees on is Maduro's got to go. But I bet you that's the end of the agreement. At that point, it's like, well, we think this or we think that. They're going to disagree on various different issues. The opposition will schism the moment Maduro is on the outs.
Well, when they say opposition, it makes it sound as if it's an unbalanced sort of conflict, as I'm having a hard time explaining. Or when people say opposition, like the Syrian opposition, you know, people think it's a bunch of group of people or rebels. Well, this is the government. It's in a sense a civil war. I mean, I guess if they do start fighting.
Starting to look that way. I mean, at the moment, Maduro's got control of the military, but if more of these military guys break off, and thousands of them have just quit their jobs over the last year or so, just within the last week or so, 27 National Guardsmen tried to take over a couple of military outposts with violence. So maybe Maduro doesn't have the rock-solid grasp on his military that he thinks that he does.
I do have a little bit here via Wikipedia page.
About Guaido?
Yeah, it's small and has a lock on it, but it's just some brief stuff. He was originally an engineer and then became a politician. He did activism, and he was part of student-led political movement that protested against the Venezuelan government's decision not to renew the broadcasting license of independent television network RCTV.
Okay, so he supports free speech, or at least ostensibly.
Well, yeah, ostensibly. The group also protested broader attempted reforms of the government by Hugo Chavez, including the constitutional referendum of 2007, which Chavez won. He became one of the founding members of the Popular Will Party. And this is
that's what we got to look into. Popular Will Party.
Which is described as a centrist social democratic political party. Yeah. Admitted into the Socialist International in December of 2014.
There you go. See, that's exactly what I predicted. I said this is just replacing one dictator with another wannabe, with another socialist. Oh, my socialist policies will work, which is what all these socialists say. Oh, no, they just did it wrong. The Russians did it wrong. The Venezuelans did it wrong under Maduro and Chavez. Just put my guy in charge, and then everything will work when we start using the violence of the state to force people out of their wealth. That works every time, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, get the re-education camps in case people like have a hard time. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Dahlin said the Trump administration in recent days had advised U.S. refineries, this is the Washington Post story about what's going on down there, of possible oil sanctions against Caracas, a move that would not damage the U.S. oil sector nearly as much as it would have years ago. Venezuela's oil production has collapsed under Maduro. It currently sells around 500,000 barrels per day to the United States, which is about half the volume of a decade ago. The U.S. could potentially make up for a banned Venezuelan oil by sourcing more from countries such as Mexico and Colombia. Venezuela, which produces a cheaper, sludgy, heavy crude, could divert U.S.-bound shipments to countries like India, though it would likely receive lower profits, given far higher transportation costs. Amid sharply rising tensions between Washington and Caracas, the U.S.-backed opposition Wednesday filled the streets with the largest anti-government protest since 2017, when hundreds of thousands sought Maduro's departure. That movement was ultimately crushed after official repression led to the deaths of more than 100 people, as we mentioned earlier tonight. Overnight, the smaller-scale protests that began Monday started to spread, with a throng of demonstrators in Bolivar State setting alight a statue of Hugo Chavez, the leftist firebrand who established Venezuela's socialist state and anointed Maduro as a successor before dying of cancer in 2013. Now, you know, this is the kind of statue destruction that I like to see. Taking statues of political thugs and lighting them on fire, or pulling them down, or whatever.
To make room for the new political thugs who will inevitably take for place.
That's the problem, Vincent. It's so hard to get excited for a regime change because all you get is a new regime.
Well, exactly. And I made the 1984 quote the last time I was on, so I'll make the it's like Animal Farm, right? Mm-hmm. People wonder why Animal Farm doesn't have a happy ending, because if it did have a happy ending, then the whole point of a book about what revolutions do.
Right.
And, you know, George Orwell, he saw exactly what revolutions did when he fought in the Spanish Civil War on the side of a communist. And, yeah, I'll say it again. You know, the revolution is not... Or the dictatorship is not to safeguard any revolution. All revolutions just safeguard a new dictatorship.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. At least 47 people have been detained since Monday. At least one protester reported dead as of today, according to Foro Penal, a nonprofit legal firm that tracks and defends political prisoners. As people started to gather on a rainy Caracas morning, protests in some areas were being dispersed by security forces with tear gas. Nevertheless, crowds surged into the hundreds of thousands. In eastern Caracas, people yelled, "Who are we? Venezuela. What do we want?" What do you think they said? What do we want?
Change.
Freedom.
Oh, freedom.
They actually claim they want freedom. But once again, I'm going to be skeptical on this, because every movement to upend some sort of dictator or somebody that, you know, is terrible, terrifying, whatever, they're always asking for freedom and liberty. Liberty and freedom are two words that you hear around all these kind of protest opposition movements, but the reality is all they really want is freedom from Maduro's rule. They're not yet, I mean, many of them, maybe there are some libertarians down there, but, you know, they're probably like the libertarians here, less than 1% of, you know, any voting population.
Probably a lot skinnier than libertarians here, too.
That's probably true. Gabriela Artisimuño, a 40-year-old lawyer, escaped tear gas in western Caracas and quickly joined the crowd in the east. Fear, she said? No, nothing. Freedom and my children are all I care about. I want everything I had before all this tragedy. The actions, according to the story here, against Maduro took place as U.S. officials sought to undermine him for recent days. Vice President Mike Pence Tuesday called Maduro, quote, a dictator with no legitimate claim to power, and backed the opposition protest as a, quote, call for freedom. Coming on the heels of a series of U.S. sanctions, the move prompted Maduro late Tuesday to order a revision of diplomatic ties with the United States. Maduro responded Tuesday saying, quote, never before has an official of such high rank gone out in the name of his government to say the Venezuelan opposition should overthrow the government, unquote. He then threatened a diplomatic action. We then heard Trump respond to that by saying, we're not leaving. We're not taking our diplomats out. So let's see here. Experts call Maduro's move to sever these relations with Washington, risk. Such a move could give the Trump administration the trigger it's been looking for to take harsher steps, including freezing remaining government accounts and assets. In fact, they were even talking about taking the Venezuelan government accounts in banks in around other countries in the world and just handing them over to the opposition. So that would be an interesting way to change the sort of a windfall of profits, literally, to the opposing side. They say here that such a radical step could help Maduro mobilize Venezuelans against a common enemy to the north if they cut the relations, that is. Could put at risk the administration's control of Citgo, the U.S.-based oil firm owned by the Venezuelan government. So when you're buying Citgo gas, you're supporting Venezuela. You're supporting the Maduro state. Official state television channel Wednesday showed images of pro-Maduro crowds and urged viewers to join a counter-protest. The narrator said, the streets belong to Chavismo, referring to the government's left-wing ideology and encouraging people to use that as a hashtag on Twitter.
Oh boy, the government endorsing hashtags, isn't that great? Whose streets? Charito's streets.
Chavismo! At the pro-government demonstration, people wore red caps.
That's communism.
And listen to Maduro and Chavez campaign songs. Guillermo Blanco, employee of Venezuela's state oil company, says, quote, yesterday there was an insolent call by the United States. Today we have to go out to defend the revolution. We don't take orders from anyone.
Except Maduro.
Yeah. So free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. We got hour number 3 on the way. And you can bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live. We'll talk Ocasio.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.